following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Now I lay me down to sleep, and I pray my soul to keep.
And if I die before I wake, I'll come for you, and your soul I'll take.
Deathbed, say your prayers. Rated R.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast hosted by two Australians and a Canadian. This is the podcast where we go on the streaming service Tubi, which you can find at tubitv.com, and we find the most randomest film to do a audio commentary slash watch along. And it's right here at the Super Network at supermarcy.com. I am your host, Super Marcy, and joining me for this episode are my two regular co-hosts, who enjoy watching the crap that we watch with Tubi, or maybe they don't, I don't know. First of all, please welcome the one who is terrible, Bede Jermaine. Hello, Bede, how are you going?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Doing all right, doing all right. As of this recording, we are still in Melbourne lockdown with potentially a longer lockdown, so we will be here podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, at the moment, it is definitely for the best because cases, even though they're still pretty at a reasonable number each day, there's still, you know, tons of exposure sites popping up and, you know, there's still many, you know, people who need to be tested and also to find out the results of these tests. So,
yeah,
I think it's probably for the best that it, at least for now, that it stays a little bit longer. Hopefully it won't be as long as, like, the big 3 month lockdown we had last year, but we'll make the best of it. I mean, we have, besides this show, we have a lot of podcasts to record, and also we have Junesploitation as well. So we definitely have a pretty busy month ahead of us, regardless of this lockdown.
Yes, it is. I feel like June and then October is going to be so busy for us. But I digress. And we'll also welcome the one who has a doctorate in deathbeds, maybe, I don't know. Okay, he has a doctorate in Spider-Man. Professor Batch! Hello, Batch, how you doing?
Good, Bede, you popped me when you said to be tested.
That's gonna be the backup title for this show, to be tested.
That's our medical spin-off show, right? Where we continue on with the Stalked by My Doctor series.
Yeah.
Exactly. But the only movies we're gonna be watching from Tubi are movies that have doctors in them.
Yes.
Or set in the hospitals.
So coming soon, to be tested on the Super Network. I am good. I'm glad to be here this week for this. You know, it's fitting because I was actually in the market to buy a new mattress. So.
Not this one, I'm guessing.
We'll see. I'm doing my research. It could be a Casper mattress. It could be Deathbed, the bed that eats people.
Yeah. Who knows, right?
If any movie kind of needs an update in 2021 with the advent of online mattresses, it's this movie.
And the fact that we probably need new mattresses because we've stayed home for so long, our beds are gonna just explode. Not from the sex, from just doing nothing. Because we're in lockdown.
Yes, it's either
speak for yourself.
Because we're like, it's either because we've been sleeping all day or playing video games or watching movies or other extracurricular activities.
I won't say what they are, but yes, if you hadn't guessed already, it is in the episode title. We are watching Death Bed, The Bed That Eats. Now, this one is none of our picks because this is our monthly Patreon voted pick. So, if you so desire to throw some support behind the Super Network, you can join the Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And one of your tier one perks is being able to vote in this exclusive poll, as well as getting early access and video versions of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. And the options for this poll, as picked by me for this month, and next month it's going to be Batch, so watch out. I picked The Zombie King, Virtual Girl, Sinbad and the War of the Furies, or as I like to say, Furries, and Deathbed. And Deathbed got a hell of a lot of votes from, you know, our small Patreon viewership, or however you call it. And they really wanted us to watch this movie. So here we are. We are going to watch Deathbed, The Bed That Eats. But first, a word from our sponsor. The To Be Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the To Be Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link get.surfshark.net/SHR0 to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast.
Ah, yes, Deathbed. I have never seen this movie, although I did watch 40 minutes of it this morning. And
that counts, you, Marcy, that counts as watching the movie, B. You don't have to do this to yourself.
I know that, but to be fair. I wanted to at least, like Doll Man, which won the last Patreon picks partly, I needed to at least have a bit of an idea what to expect. So I don't know what happens to the last 30-odd minutes of the movie, but I just know that from what I saw of the first 40 minutes was literally like, what the fuck am I watching?
So it's perfect for To Be Tuesdays.
Exactly. But and also, like a couple of the movies we have done in the past, Deathbed, The Bed That Eats has quite a bit of a cult following as well. And it's one I've heard about for years, but I never got around to properly watch it until now. So thank you to our Patreon subscribers for voting this movie for the show. Or then again, we might hate you after when this
is
over.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen this. Batch, have you seen The Deathbeds?
No, I have often heard of it, but I never came across a copy in my journeys in life. So this should be interesting.
I'm maybe not looking forward to this, but whew. Okay. So, because we are watching the film from Tubi, which is a free streaming service, and what makes it so great is actually that it is free. It has so much stuff. But obviously, to keep it free, they do run ads. So, Bede, run us through if people want to watch along with us.
Exactly. So, all you need to do is go to Tubi and look up the film Deathbed, The Bed That Eats. However, if you have Tubi, but Deathbed itself isn't playing in your country that it's streaming, you can easily find it at other streaming services or on DVD and Blu-ray. So there's plenty of options out there. But we prefer you guys to go straight to Tubi to watch it, which we'll play from the very beginning. So we're going to count down from five, and then once I say go, you play the movie, and that way the audio commentary will be in sync with the movie as you're watching it. But I'm pretty sure, based on our commentaries in the past, even if you're not watching the movie, the commentary itself will still be a really fun and entertaining listen nonetheless. But like I said, Marcy, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads at multiple times throughout the film. And since we're watching it from our version, we're watching the movie from different countries, the ads may pop up at different times, so they won't be in sync with each other. But if they do, we'll let you guys know by saying ad. That way you can pause the film, and then when we say that the ad is finished, you can restart the film. But we'll also give at least a timestamp as well, just to help out. So that way the movie, everything can be in sync.
Or as sync, or as in sync as is possible with Tubi and the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Exactly.
And that's when the train wreck starts, and that's when the show really begins.
Yes.
Exactly.
To be fair.
Exactly.
to be fair.
Now, if you're playing the Tubi Tuesdays drinking game, which I don't recommend because I'm not sending people to hospital, but, you know, take a drink every time B drops facts about the movie, whenever we say, to be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Whenever I'm really scared. Or when Batch makes a joke so amazing, B does a spit take.
Exactly. Batch has to do it at least one. Batch has to do that at least one per episode.
Now. I'm waiting for it now.
That's my challenge to myself. So
anytime Batch, since we are doing it through video at the moment, anytime you see me go for my water and sit, you have to come up with the funniest joke possible,
or the worst joke.
All the more reason for people to join your Patreon to watch this madness live. So
exactly. Our Patreons, and it is the cheapest tier, which is like $1 US, $1.50 Australian. Every week you get this podcast 2 days early, at least 2 days early, and as a video version. And it's, you know, our weekly podcast. So again, we are pimping ourselves out because we are whores. But anyway, let's get started. Let's watch this bed freaking whatever the fuck this movie is. Let's do it.
Yes. All right. I'll count us down. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
As I'll ever be.
All right. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. Crunching. That's a good start.
Nom, 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 nom.
I don't know if I have much volume.
Even this bed has the munchies already.
Nothing's happening yet.
Movie's making me hungry.
It's just a black screen.
God damn it, now I want Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's just a screen and nothing's happening, but this is the movie because I can hear something.
We can hear crunching. That's what all we can hear right now.
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
I'm so hungry. I want my lunch. But I might turn myself into a bed who eats people. I haven't decided yet. Breakfast!
Well, at our part of the world right now, Marcy, it is still breakfast time, so.
Technically, it'd be brunch time.
Yes. And also I like the subtitle back there, Psychedelic Sounds.
Well, you know, if I was a bed who wanted to eat people, I'd be like, you know, Death Bed, the bed who will eat you for brunch. That was a lame joke, I'm sorry.
Technically, brunch is just second breakfast.
It is. That's so the best.
You know, Marcy Batch, if I was in this movie, it'd be called Death Bead, the bead that eats.
Oh!
I vote we rename this movie.
And speaking of the deathbed, there he is right now.
Is that the deathbed?
Yes.
So this is like some old decrepit house. Who goes and sleeps on that bed? I mean, we have no context for this movie whatsoever.
I'd hate to see the porn parody version of this movie.
Deathbed, the bed that eats pussy.
Oh, by the way, there's a painting that also talks in this movie, and this guy's trapped in the painting.
So it's like the peanut butter solution in a weird way.
Exactly.
Because didn't that painting talk or something in that movie? I can't remember. No.
I think it did.
They could walk into the painting.
Yes.
Maybe they painted the painting with those hair paintbrushes from the peanut butter solution.
That reminds me, Marcy, no matter how scared you get when watching these movies, Connie is here watching over us.
Oh, Connie, my savior. But as we do on Tubi Tuesdays, and this should have been a rule for the drinking game, when we tie back our previous films in our Tubi cinematic universe, drink up, folks.
Yes.
I had no joke for Bede there either, damn it.
Well, that's the thing, though. How do we tie this movie back to The Visitor?
Yes. Okay.
I think, here's my theory, bed belonged to the bed belonged to the evil little girl.
I was going to say, the evil girl controls the bed and painting.
Ooh, I like that.
The Illuminati had a line of beds coming out, and this is one of the prototypes that made it over to Czechoslovakia, or whatever the hell this movie's from.
I can definitely see that.
It was those rich white men.
Indeed.
I
was going to say, this is the worst day for night lenses I've ever seen.
Does the bed fix basketball matches? I need to know this.
Well, the bed can actually lock doors for some barren reason. Like what he's doing right now.
I mean, I guess we all haven't really seen it, but is the bed, like, possessed by a person or a demon?
I don't know. I only watched the first 40 minutes, so I don't know what happens.
These shots are shocking. What year was this? 1970-something?
Well, the thing is, they started shooting it in 1972.
Yeah.
Then there was a print of it finished for 1977. But it didn't officially get a proper release till 2003.
Are you kidding me?
That's what it says on IMDb now.
Early 2000s when I became aware of this movie.
Wow.
But it kind of circulated through like bootlegs and developed a bit of a cult following. And the director, when he sort of found out that it had a bit of a cult following, then decided to release it on physical media.
So this was almost, a lost film for 20 years?
Yeah, well, I think it was still out there, but again, just through bootlegs.
So I guess technically it's a 1977 film.
Yeah.
Because I reckon it would have been the 2000s when I heard about it.
Yeah, well, I think from based on what I'm reading, it was shown in a few places in 1977 and basically kind of went out of circulation after that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so do these people just break into this mansion to look for a place to bang?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, isn't that what we're supposed to do? Like go to some random abandoned house somewhere and just start banging in one of the beds there?
Usually.
I mean, this is like the plot to every slasher movie. This is how it all begins.
I'm so confused.
Drink.
Yeah. Drink when Marcy's confused.
I'll drink my cola. So this is called breakfast. Is this the bed's breakfast, or is he eating her out for breakfast?
Well, fried chicken. It is fried chicken.
Yes.
Fried chicken, wine, and apples. Like,
yeah.
Look,
don't you have apples and wine and fried chicken for breakfast?
Look, I would have the fried chicken because we saw how useful that was in Night Killer.
Yes,
that is true.
The apples and wine, don't know.
Here's the thing, though. This movie, it's meant to be breakfast, but it's nighttime?
But is it their breakfast? Is it the bed's breakfast? Is the bed gonna eat them for breakfast? I don't know.
The bed's all like, I want some fried chicken.
Yeah, now we know why the bed eats. It wanted that fried chicken, man.
He just only wanted the fried chicken, but it's like, oh, I might as well eat these people anyway.
Oh, my Lord.
Can you imagine if you're a sentient bed and then two people are just sitting on top of you just banging while you're just lying there?
Well, maybe if you're a sentient bed, you don't get sex anymore. So you kill the people who have sex on you.
Is this movie a prequel to Rubber?
Yes. See, this movie could make a good double feature with Rubber.
It's eating the apple. What the fuck is that?
That's tremendous.
It ate the apple! It looks like bubbled wee-wee.
It looks like fizzy piss.
Oh, look, it's like fried chickens.
It's going to get that wine, too. This bed knows how to party.
I want fried chicken! Oh, my God, we're seeing it eat the chicken.
And it's drinking the wine.
It literally just is in this yellow wee-wee fizzy water.
It's the bed's cheat day today. It's eating as much as it wants.
This is a Saturday.
I love how it just like...
Send back up the box.
That's not the only box the bed wants.
Hey-o.
Take a drink every time I say something completely sexual and inappropriate.
Which is like every 5 minutes.
I have no other jokes.
Time to open that box. Oh, he's got his hand in that box.
Someone ate all the chicken! But the apple is still there!
Honey, I know I'm high as balls, but did we already eat all the chicken?
Yes.
Did you see how small that wine bottle was?
And how come really the apple small. Wasn't eaten already?
I mean, it was eaten before, but yeah, maybe but not it was, the other one, because there's two apples.
Oh, there was two. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Boobies! Take a drink when Tubi gives us boobies. I love
the score right now.
Wow. Gotta give you guys some privacy before I eat you.
It is, look. What the hell? It's like, okay, you can't see this, I'm just gonna like...
I don't want you guys seeing any more boobs and bush right now.
Man, woman and man screaming. So the bed literally covers itself.
The bed's not eating them, he's just like having sex with them. They're just having orgasms right now.
And apparently she's on her period because there's blood.
Ew!
Okay, I made it weird, I'm sorry.
And the painting's like dead. I just like to watch you guys.
So why is there someone in a painting as well as a bed?
And the bed's like, ta-da!
You want to see a magic trick? Oh, you want to see a magic trick?
Do you want to see the strings?
Nicolas Cage is the bed.
I wish Nicolas Cage was the bed.
I'm Death Cage, the cage that eats. The scenery. Rusty Russ. Now that is a name.
Wow.
I think I might change my name to Rusty Rust.
So what was the budget for this movie? About $2?
It probably was.
I feel like it was.
I'm going to find out what the budget to this movie was.
This movie is a hard 30.
Speaking of 30, the budget for this movie was $30,000.
There you go.
That is
back then, so
$29,999 too much.
At least $80 of that went to buying this bed at some kind of rando.
How does the bed chew? Because it goes down to the wee wee, then it dissolves, and then it comes back up. There's no teeth or munching.
You're
right. And we heard munching before.
Yeah.
It's snoring. A bed that snores.
So is this like narration from the man in the painting?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Clearly, I don't know anything.
He's going into the backstory of the bed.
By showing...
Daily Bugle.
Thousands disappear. Strange munching sounds heard in the night.
Spider-Man the Menace.
And it is the Daily Bugle. And I like how they use the same picture for all the articles.
Speaking of the Daily Bugle, please check out Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast.
Yes, every Tuesday.
Ad.
Oh, ad. Ad.
Ad.
Ad. We're at 12:22 with an ad about something. I don't know.
It's some dude from the future.
I don't know. It's going to be a long ad because I can see the little, like, thingy and the ad is, like, still got a while to go.
I'm at 12:22 as well, so.
Wicked, we're in sync. Beautiful.
Although I have figured out a way how you can bypass the ads on Tubi, but I might save that for you guys after the show.
Well, I don't think I'll be skipping them on the computer.
Exactly. Well, if you're watching it on your TV, there's a way to do it, so.
Yeah, not even on my phone, because I had to use Tubi to watch something, and I was just getting freaking ads every 10 minutes, but I was, you know, whatever. It's 90 Slow seconds. Motion. We're not even halfway through this fucking ad yet.
Insurance.
For Canada Life.
Canada Life.
Yes.
Oh, it's a condom ad.
Oh, it's a condom ad. So if you're planning to have sex on a deathbed, please wear a condom.
It's not going to save you, but another ad for Hyundai, for fucking Hyundai.
And now Captain Morgan. But I mean, wow, that's alcohol. Like, we can deal with that.
If you're watching a movie called Deathbed and you need something to get through it, here, have some alcohol.
Oh my God, another fucking ad.
Oh God. This is the most we've ever had.
It's like five ads. Although now I'm thinking sliced apple Captain Morgan rum does not sound too bad.
Okay, I'm back. I'm 12.
We're back. Yep. 12:24, 12:25.
Okay, play.
Yep. 12:28, 12:29. Yep.
I am stuck in this painting and now I have to watch the bed eat people. My life sucks.
Has this bed ever considered that maybe I want to eat people too?
Yeah, but does it sound as good as Death Painting, the painting that eats?
I don't know. We could make a spin-off to this movie based with that title.
Death Painting, the painting that's a whiny bitch.
He is. Why are the statues crying?
Because they're watching Deathbed, the bed that eats.
Well, that is true.
Because apparently, if you watch this movie, your eyes tend to bleed.
I think my eyes are bleeding right now.
Nope.
Wind, howling.
Is it though?
Seriously, this day for night lens is terrible. It's obvious that it is daytime, with just a slight shade over it.
It's a hard 11 a.m.
Jesus. I nearly went to do a spit take. Maybe it'll be my turn this episode, who knows.
It has to suck being a deathbed, because basically you just have to sit there all day, but who knows maybe how long until someone comes along for you to eat them.
And you apparently just dissolve them in your bed wee wee thing. And you
it
don't
just
have
eat a fly.
Lunch. Now we're at lunchtime.
So what, like, at breakfast time, then lunchtime, then dinner time, people just go to this house?
Randomly. Jabang. So.
Yep.
And my line readings are very wooden.
So do we need these line readings? Who's she fucking talking to?
There's a lot of narration in this movie, and most of it is not from the guy in the painting. It's from nearly every other character in this
movie. And they're just narrating their own scenes.
Yes.
So the people that made
That's Monica Rambeau.
Oh.
And this is actually in the Scarlet Witch series.
It's in the Hex.
It's in the Hex. So the deathbed is a manifestation of Wanda Maximoff's grief of the Vision. So.
Yep. Exactly.
And it's her grief eating her away at her. There we go.
Yes, there.
But for some reason, it looks like wee-wee.
Yes.
So.
Or this is the asylum version of that.
Oh, yes. That is the best way to describe this movie.
The asylum version is called Wind Division.
Wow. Geez.
File that one.
Just calling my patent lawyer right now.
More narration. I shouldn't be in a movie called Deathbed.
What is she doing?
She just leaves her friends and then goes off on her own and narrates to herself.
For a second, I thought maybe she was talking to someone on a mobile phone, but then I'm like, this is the 70s.
She's on her phone.
I'm like, they didn't have cell phones in the 70s, dumbass. Fucking hell, this movie. I would say I'm scared, but I'm not. I'm more confused than scared.
I like how this one girl basically calls the other friend a complete dumbass. Was like, why did you bring flowers to the country? There's flowers everywhere here.
I think there's more reasons to think someone's an idiot, but whatever.
I think this movie's set in the same universe as Bloodbeat, right, Batch?
Yeah.
That's the feeling I'm getting from this movie.
I was not on that episode.
I know. And that was a wild time, that movie.
That was, yeah.
But whose pick was that?
That was my pick.
Oh, jeez, of course it was.
Of course it was Beans.
I only picked the craziest movies and the most insane. And the movies that everyone loves to hate.
Yeah. And we're watching Deathbed, which you didn't pick, surprisingly.
Although it could have been my pick if it was any other episode.
Yeah. Well, for the Patreon poll where this was on, they were all my picks, so it's my fault, technically.
Why would anyone put a cemetery near that close to a lake? Wouldn't the bodies get washed up?
Are they talking or is this narration? I don't even know anymore.
I don't know, because the camera's not on them when they speak, so it's hard to tell which is which, if they're actually talking or narrating.
This cemetery is like Plan 9 cemetery type.
And then I went over to the lake, and then I sit up over here, but I don't know why I'm in this movie. I haven't seen it's called Deathbed. There isn't a bed around.
Director, where's my paycheck? Huh? We didn't promise to pay you for this movie.
Okay, it's like focusing on grass right about now. And apparently we've gone to a shot of one of the girls pretending she's in a coffin dead?
I did.
Meanwhile, in the ground.
Then she realizes she's next to Beatrix Kiddo. My Kill Bill reference.
Yes, I realized that. For a second there, I thought you meant, like, Beatrix, our friend, and then you...
That's what I thought, too. I'm like...
And I was like, wait, what? Oh.
I should have said the bride. That would have made it much easier.
Oh, jeez.
Quick, let's walk over here. There's some weird music coming out of that door.
I feel like they were really trying to make something, like, art housey with this film.
Yeah, well, I think this is more of a surreal, sort of experimental horror film.
But it's just really crap.
Well, the director said, based
drop
on the
those facts, reading, please,
that director George Barry's inspiration for Deathbed came in a dream, which the film's bizarre, surreal nature is attributed to. So he's going for a dreamlike quality with how it's made.
I think he went for a little bit too much. Because it is a movie called Deathbed, for fuck's sake. You're making a movie about a bed that eats people with a man stuck in a painting of the bed. I just realized that painting is of the fucking bed.
Yep.
It is.
Welcome to my house. Here is my deathbed, and here is the painting of said deathbed. There is also a spirit that lives in there.
And look how small that house is compared to the inside of it.
I don't know.
It's the TARDIS.
That is true. There's that wee-wee again.
Uh-oh.
It's on its period, apparently. Sorry, I will stop making those jokes.
Well, to be fair, this is probably what that bed is thinking right now.
Who is it talking to?
He's talking to the bed.
The bed is frightened of this woman, because maybe the bed's a misogynist.
The bed's an incel with a period.
The bed's like, ew, this girl's on a period. No, don't get blood on my sheets.
The bed needs to be more woke.
Exactly.
Wow.
Deathbed 2021, the deathbed that's woke.
Yes. Oh, woke bed.
I think the bed is a bit disappointed that these three chicks are not having a three-way on it right now.
That's the other version of this movie.
Deathbed, the sex bed. No, wait. Sex bed, the bed that sexes. No, I can't think of anything.
Deathbed, sex bed, the bed that fucks.
There you go. That's way better. I cannot come up with funny things on the spot.
I like how there's a fireplace there and there's no obvious hole for the...
chimney, there's no flue, there's no...
And this house suddenly is like a little hut?
Yeah.
I'm confused. Was it like that before when those other people were there?
No, that was like there was a big mansion that
they
broke
into. It looked
like it was
a big house. What the fuck?
Maybe it's like there's tunnels that different places in the house lead to this room.
I think you're thinking way too much into this now.
That is a sweet kind of...
That is true. Maybe this is the whole dream logic type of thing that the movie's going for.
Maybe everyone sees the house differently. I don't know. Maybe they forgot all about continuity because they filmed the beginning in, like, 1972. Then they filmed this in, like, 1974. Who knows?
Yes.
Now why?
There's that girl bringing those flowers.
Those flowers are on the bed again. Well, not again, but...
Oh, it's that pee again.
It's that bubbling wee-wee.
Is the bed panting? Oops.
Yes, the bed is getting turned on.
That's how it gets a hard-on.
I think the bed is somehow masturbating right now, because that is a masturbating pant.
Well, we just did see boobs, and now I think he's seen ass, so...
See, look at he's bubbling!
He's like...
Deathbed, the bed that masturbates.
Ew!
Well, he's got, like, four poles, so he has something to strike.
Oh, fuck's sake. No! I'm scared!
You're not gonna make me bead. That's not gonna happen.
Ah!
Oh!
Ah. I'm scared now that Beat said that.
Drink.
Oh, my mirror broke. I have 7 years of being in this movie now.
Ew. I bet she did.
I'm just going to lie here.
I'm not going to ask questions. I shouldn't just sit here and be like, why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? Marcy, it's never going to make sense.
I just like that they just go in the bed because they don't realize this bed's been in like an abandoned mansion or hut or wherever it is. And it'll be like have lots of dust and dirt.
Yeah, I was going to say, those sheets are pretty damn clean.
Yeah. Like they think it's like some old abandoned thing, but let's go sleep in the pristine bed. Like that doesn't seem sus to you whatsoever.
Fun fact, that's the same bed from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory without Charlie's grandparents.
Yes. Damn you, Uncle Joe. Oh, Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe, fuck you!
The ghost of Grandpa Joe haunts that bed.
My God, look at his hair! Oh,
that's glorious.
His hair is bigger than his head, and he's got a unibrow. Then again, it could be the hair literally stretching across his eyebrows.
Bravo, bravo. That popped all of us.
Bean, are you really one to laugh at unibrows? You almost got one.
Shut up!
I pluck
the middle of my eyebrows every day.
I shave my shit, so.
Yes.
We know how to pluck and shave and not have a unibrow. Weird man, exactly. With your weird hair. What the fuck Ew. Is this?
It's cockroaches in that food.
Is she having a nightmare about a moth and slugs or whatever that is?
Is it a cockroach or is it a moth? It
looks like a moth. And that looks like a caterpillar?
Eat this caterpillar.
Ew.
Ah, she ate it!
With the budget for Peter's this movie, gonna... I think she really did. Oh, that crunching, no.
That did not look like a gummy.
Peter is going to be pissed about this.
Uh-oh. That bed's getting some hibbity-hibbity.
Oh, the bed's like I'm taking Mac covers off, which means it's naked. Off go her clothes. Boobs.
Oh,
here comes the wee-wee foam, whatever.
It does look like wee-wee foam.
You guys in your wee-wee foam.
I'm sorry I was calling it wee-wee.
Because it's yellow and it's foamy, so it's wee-wee foam.
I didn't call it piss or urine, because when I talk to the dog, I ask him if he has to go wee-wee. Therefore, I call it wee-wee. It's not pee, it's not piss, it's wee-wee.
It just ate that crucifix. Oh, no, look.
Oh, he's gently trying to cut her throat. Is this payment?
I think so.
The fuck is...
How is...
This is where Ari Aster got that head-cutting scene from Hereditary from, was this scene.
I get a feeling she would feel it by now.
You'd think, right? It is breaking the skin, obviously.
You can see the red.
And now there's green in the wee.
That's blood.
Yeah, but it's green and red.
That's because of the mixing with the wee-wee.
Is the Toxic Avenger in there?
Yes.
It's not wee-wee, it's Mountain Dew.
Yes. Oh, the wee-wee foam is eating her now.
Someone tell her she needs a fucking pedicure. Clean your feet, cut your toenails. That's gross.
This is the 70s. They didn't know how to clean their feet back then.
I didn't need to see that view. It's just consuming her in its foam.
The score sounds like somebody just bagging a piano, just going do do.
Maybe
doo,
they were.
Whoop! Time to eat her.
And she's unconscious.
Swimming in wee wee.
Yep.
Now it's code red.
Look at all that foam.
She's covered in foam.
What?
Oh, and that...
What is that transition or cut? Jesus.
They just put a wig on a skeleton.
It's a wig on a skull.
I just like how it's like, oh, her skin, her muscles and everything's eaten away except for her hair.
Full Moon needs to do a crossover of Deathbed and Evil Bong.
Yes.
With Doll Man.
Oh, and there's random flowers popping up, and they're red.
And she's
basically, after he So basically, after the dead bed eats somebody, he basically composts them and puts them in his garden to grow flowers.
Apparently. He leaves nothing but hair and skeleton, apparently.
Well, they do call it blood and bone, so... You can put that in the garden and make things grow. My parents do that with their garden, use blood and bone. Add.
So your parents have a deathbed and it kills people and then they use the blood and bone from that to put in the garden.
Well, I never thought about that now, but now I'm terrified to go home again.
How many bodies are buried in your parents' backyard, Beep?
I'm going to assume there's probably hundreds.
All right, good
and night. I hope my parents never listen to this podcast.
Is your dad the guy from Wolf Creek?
I'm not going to confirm or deny that.
I'm going to link this podcast. I'm going to send it straight to your mum.
No!
Look how old-fashioned that Coca-Cola bottle was. Oh, wait a minute.
That was Captain Morgan.
These
are the same ads as before. Is this
no joke? I told you this last night, the other night, Marcy. But I'll tell about this. I was watching Tubi the other night, and no joke, during it, there was an ad with Rebel Wilson in it, and there was an actor in it who I actually knew in it. It was like bizarre.
Nice.
And another ad for the Trojan condoms because we're watching Deathbed. So clearly, we need ads for condoms.
I've already had that condom ad.
Now we're back to Canada life.
No. I think this is the last ad based on the timer in the corner.
Yes. And thank you, Surfshark VPN, for allowing us to watch this movie on Tubi Canada.
Exactly. Do.
All right.
Slow motion.
All right, Canada life, insurance or whatever.
Right about...
And we're back
now,
at
now.
30:08.
Oh, it's Captain Hairdo.
His hair takes up half the telephone booth.
His hair takes up half the movie screen.
He's got Jungle Boy hair.
I don't even think Jungle Boy's hair is that big.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
But Jungle Boy has big hair, but this guy's hair is bigger.
You know who his hair reminds me of, Marcy? And this is going to be something I think Aussies are going to get the reference. Yahoo Serious.
I understood that reference.
I was going to say, I think people know who Yahoo Serious was if you were born in the 80s at least.
80s and 90s, yes. But, you know, he hasn't made a movie in like 20... over 20 years, so most people would know who he is.
Well, if you were, a 20-year-old kid now, you're not going to understand those two words. Especially when put together.
See, at least the deathbed is tidy. At least it makes itself.
Yes.
See, I would have bet that makes itself.
But what if it eats people?
Oh, well, I'll have it if it's not eating people.
I mean, look, if someone pisses me off, I'll feed it to the bed, but... What is up with her hair?
I don't know. What is that with her? What is up with her hair? Tell me, Marcy.
I love it just moans like, oh, this bitch.
And she can't hear the bed moaning. Well, her hair, it's like crimpled, which was big in the 80s. I don't really remember it being a 70s thing. But
it's like
my hair. If I had it straightened with crimping it, it would be just like, poofy, like hers is.
Mm.
What are they eating?
Time to cut. They're cutting the cheese. I can eat this rose now.
He's offended by flowers, the deathbed.
This flowers.
Oh my god.
And they're not even concerned that their friend is missing.
They eat this pickle.
What are they eating? What sort of a lunch snack is that?
I don't think I've ever met anyone who has ever... it's got heartburn. It has pepto.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's drinking Pepto.
That might have been the smartest scene in the film. He's eaten so much, and a lot of that would be shit. He's like, no, I've got to have my Pepto-Bismol.
Who's this guy?
Now, the guy in the painting, he's got rings on his fingers, and now he's talking about who these rings belong to. So we have a montage of different people that the bed has eaten over the years.
So a priest, okay. Because he's reading the Bible, obviously.
Yes.
Wow. But why is the guy in the painting? Who is he?
I don't know. I never got that far into the movie to find out.
Do we even find out?
You know who he is, Marcy, the guy in the painting? He's the guy from Night Killer, who we didn't know who was actually the main character's husband. And now he's that's trapped
guy.
In the painting.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy. That guy.
Who apparently got molested in the bathroom. Now, who's
There's
this
lady?
There's
this old lady and
look at oral lesbians! Lesbians. Big butts, bee zooms, cracks? What?
Hey, this lady's alright. She's into lesbian porn.
What? That was the weirdest newspaper I've ever seen.
And she was not reading the book, Is it The Tropic of Cancer?
Yeah.
And that teddy bear is bleeding, which is very terrifying.
Okay.
Oh, I'm just going to take this brace off my leg.
Well, I'm assuming maybe that would be because of polio. Oh!
And the bed eater.
He doesn't like polio. The bed supports vaccination. That's how we eradicated polio.
Yes. Ew! The foamy wee's getting everywhere.
Someone's got to clean up that foamy wee-wee. See, now it's a fucking house! Before, it was a little fucking hut.
It's the TARDIS.
Fuck me. It keeps changing.
Hey, it's J. Jonah Jameson.
Miss yes. Brandt.
I'll sleep with you if you get me pictures of Spider-Man.
Jesus. Okay.
Why does this woman look like Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Why is there another person on this couple's sex retreat? What is going on?
This dude's like a doctor and his wife, like, sleeps with other men for research that they're doing, I think?
What the hell? None of this makes sense! Look, I don't need things to make sense in a movie about a bed that eats people.
We don't need a backstory.
But this, yes. What is this?
Look at this dude's suit.
That's a double-breasted pinstripe suit.
That's a fancy dance suit right there.
Yeah.
I feel like he needs to be like the 1930s.
He could be in...
circus music!
Look at this dude.
For no reason, because none of this makes sense.
Oh, look, that was Stellan Skarsgård back there.
Why is the bed outside? Why is there circus music?
The doctor and his wife put the bed outside and trying to tell customers that that by having the bed outside, it rejuvenates people's sex life or some shit.
Or makes your hair look like hers. That is epic.
Look at that's a big hair, load of hair on top of her head.
That's her pubes that she made into a wig.
And then they electrocute them?
I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry.
And the bed's now got a cord attached to it, and it's vibrating.
This movie... yeah. Stop showing feet! What? Okay.
Ew, I don't want to see that dude's crotch.
Why is this a movie?
So it's a celestial bed, so that means it's a bed gonna be played by Kurt Russell.
They've rented the bed. Who have they rented a bed to put outside where it's an obvious green screen?
This is pretty much the other version of this movie.
Yes. Yes. Deathbed, the bed that fucks.
This is for a religious revival, they just said.
So a cult. A sex cult.
Pretty much. And the bed's just having a good time eating all these people.
Oh.
Oh, he's giving that guy some head right now. Man, please don't eat me. I'll promote you.
I like his line reading where you said that. Please don't eat me.
He was just, please don't eat me. I'll promote you. Boob.
Boobs.
Boobs. Boobs.
Booby boobies.
I think I got up to this point in the movie.
Oh, should so we be calling it Tubi Titties?
Tubi Titties?
Tubi Titties.
That's the After Dark podcast.
Oh, I like it. Tubi Titties.
Oh, it should be Booby Fair.
Booby Fair?
Booby Fair, Tubi Titties.
I like Booby Fair. So when there's boobs, it's Booby Fair.
Booby Fair?
I like how the bed's sleeping. He's basically got a food coma now, so he's now got to go.
So who rented the bed to the sex cult? Whatever the fuck they were.
That doctor and his wife.
So did they own the bed?
Yeah, but then they got ate by the bed too.
Yep. Why did he have a Spider-Man ring? It's not a Spider-Man ring, but was that moustache?
I was going to say, that's Doc Holliday from Tombstone. The moustache, it's huge!
And he's got a comb over. I bet he goes up to women and asks them if they want a moustache ride.
That's Tom Hardy.
Oh.
It probably is. Why is there jungle sounds in the forest?
Why are they playing cards on the bed? Okay. He heard the sounds of your moustache.
The bed's cheating.
Literally, that is a moustache that you can
No joker!
I can almost get mine up.
If I
had wax.
What the ha ha.
No joke.
You are dead. Wait, so the bed can create cards now?
The bed's cheating.
Right?
Apparently the bed is the Joker. He's trying to shoot the bed! I like how they just sit there like nothing's happening.
Ugh. Grab that gun.
Now he's gonna try. Mumbles, I'm being eaten alive.
There goes the cigar.
Jesus.
You know, for someone who was being eaten alive by a bed, he took it pretty well.
Why?
I'm being eaten alive. Bang, bang.
Why is the guy in the mirror doing blackface?
He wasn't doing black.
It looked like he was painted brown.
It's a light and shadow.
Do we get his backstory or...
I'd like to know who he is. Is he this guy here? Oh, he is this guy.
Yeah, it is. Look at his hair. I bet you wish you had that hair bead.
I do wish I had that hair. If this movie was remade today, that guy would be played by Robert Pattinson.
What Patreon tier is it for you to get that hair bead?
30.
And then bead will be a hard 30.
Yes.
Why'd that make me laugh so much? I don't know.
We have to make that joke every episode, so it's either that or bead. What Patreon tier is it for you to dress like a bed?
Okay, so basically this guy, the painter, he got eaten by the bed, but yet his soul got transported into the painting.
Because he was doing the painting, yeah.
Yeah.
You're bleeding once more. Okay, this is definitely a period thing.
No, we don't want to know the backstory of this bed. We know too much.
The bed's got an ulcer at this point.
Yes.
This is a really fucking shithouse movie. It's hilarious, but shit.
I think it's interesting. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Bede, what is wrong with you?
I like weird stuff, Marcy. What can I say?
Jesus.
God damn it, Bede.
Coming soon, Bead Your Mind presents Deathbed the Remake.
I'm going to shoot her. I'm just going to make... That's the movie I'm going to make in now that we're in lockdown, Marcy, is the Deathbed Remake.
Yeah.
Deathbed, the bed that does taxes.
Okay, so the death... So the Deathbed was a demon that became a human, and I'm going to assume became a bed?
With red eyes.
Why does this guy sound exactly like Alec Guinness? It's creeping me out. Of course I knew that deathbed. That deathbed was me.
Of course I knew him. It was me. And for some reason, we decided to put this bed in the middle of the field for no fucking reason. And now we're introducing demons into this movie about a deathbed, which we do not, just, you know. There is no chronological order in this movie. There is no sense in this movie. It is a fucking bed that eats people. But we are going to have all these backstories.
Deathbed, the bed that eats, is brought to you by Unibrow and contact lenses.
And yes. Extremely big hair.
Ew.
The fucking bed on its period again. I'm sorry, I'm not going to make period jokes.
Period sex, period sex.
Jesus. You
almost had me there, but you almost had me there, Batch.
I almost had you with period sex?
Yes.
Oh my god.
It was the way you sang it.
It's a natural song.
Oh no, he ate a baby.
So, I'm talking about periods. You don't find it funny. Batch starts singing, and that's funny.
To be fair. You almost did break me with a period joke before, too, Marcy.
Who's playing the piano?
I guess the bed? Because the bed can... It has to be the bed because the bed can lock doors, it can do this, and he's now eating a shoe.
I can't remember.
That's a son of a bitch.
I can't even remember what I was going to say before.
Who eats a shoe? Seriously.
The bed. This movie is killing me.
Remember those two girls who were having a picnic? What happened to them?
Well, there's her skull. So is this is the dude in the painting talking, right?
Oh, this chick again.
The Beatrix.
The Beatrix kiddo.
Like, now, what are you talking about?
All I have stuck in my head is that damn song.
What, the period blood? The period sex?
Sex song. It's not gross, just pretend it's Terry Lou.
Oh no.
No, jeez. Wow. Susan. You haven't been eaten by that bed, have you, Susan?
I was crimping my hair!
Oh my god.
Susan!
Dal!
My name is Susan and I just got out of prison. I'll go into the deathbed.
Sorry about that, I just sneezed.
I
this girl
didn't notice.
Smartest girl, getting the hell out of this movie.
This girl's thinking, that other girl thinks I'm going to get help, but no, I'm just leaving her ass
Peace
behind.
Out.
Eaten by the bed.
Peace out, you can get eaten by the bed, bitch, I'm leaving. I do want that car, it's badass.
At this point, nobody even knows there's a deathbed.
Despite the fact it's obviously killed like 50,000 people.
They came here with how many people, and now it's just like her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, to be fair.
To be fair?
She's still investigating the hex, obviously.
Pretty much.
I swear this entire set, this whole room is made out of plastic.
Probably. I'm pretty sure. If
this was a Resident Evil game, there's a secret passage in that fireplace.
Yes.
Yes.
This film, I'm pretty sure they probably just borrowed half of a porno set.
Film?
They just borrowed, I think, half a porno set and half the porno crew.
And the bed.
That's a porno bed.
John Holmes was originally in this movie, they cut his seat out.
his movie was called The Big Penis That Plows People. That was so bad.
Yeah, his movie was called Dick Bed.
Dick Bed. The Bed That Fucks.
After the bed ate John Holmes' character, it couldn't walk straight for a week.
All I can imagine is the bed with like a 12-inch dick coming out of it. Oh, we had add 4917.
It goes to add just as we're getting straight to dinner.
I've had like 3 condom commercials on my end.
We've got some booking thing. Now we've got the Captain and Morgan again.
You want some more alcohol while you're watching this movie?
I want to try that sliced apple rum or whatever it is.
Now do they have Captain Morgan over there?
Yeah. I don't know if we have that one, but I'm going to investigate. We have a lame cartoon ad with superheroes. I'm assuming that
there's a superhero. I want superheroes.
I'm assuming it's like Canadian superheroes.
I want Canadian superheroes.
Canada man.
Canada man. He's got a very small butt, though.
Poor guy.
It's a Lung Health Foundation ad. And that, now we're back to the gardening ad.
Yes. That superhero back there reminded me, like, his physique, having, like, a big muscly top half and very small legs, reminded me of that recent photo of Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
Oh, training for the Hulk Hogan movie.
Yes.
I still can't believe we're getting that. Have you
seen how big his arms are? Holy.
Well, he needed 24-inch pythons.
The Ultimate Warrior needs to be a character in that Canada movie, life. And we got it. And somebody needs to play it. Who could play the Ultimate Warrior in a movie?
Oh, God.
They'd have to be insane.
John Cena. Okay, dinner. Yeah. Back.
Nope. Right. We're almost back.
We still got an ad.
Okay, I'm at 49.28.
All right. We are at 49.20.
Okay, we'll let you know when we're at 49.28.
We're at 49.28 now. Now. Here we go. Done. Engine. Car.
Damn it, the car's stalled. I can't get out of this movie now.
Did I say Dexter on the car?
Deathbed, the bed that drains a car's batteries.
With a car that's called Dexter, apparently.
We're going to find out very soon that this car's alive, too. It's Death Car.
The car that...
The arch enemy. The arch enemy of Deathbed.
Death Car.
Yes. That's typically how the movie ends, is Death Car versus
that
Deathbed.
That was the most clever transition this film has done.
We need a McFarlane movie monsters Deathbed figure.
Yes. Yes.
With, like, foam coming out of it.
With wee foam.
put your wee in this container underneath the
no!
bed and keep pressing up and press the pop and then it'll come out foam.
Ew. Yes. I'm sorry that my funniest contribution, because I'm not funny, is wee foam.
So the figure is just, like, it's the mattress is a big sponge.
Oh.
So that way you just put the soap in and you put like you mush it up and down, you and then that's the foam coming out.
I want to make that now.
No, don't sit on the bed. You're going to get eaten now.
And it should come with like little figurines that when you put it in the bed, they dissolve.
Little bucket of chicken.
Yes. But then like once they're eaten, you get the little skeleton.
Yes.
And then you can bury it in the yard.
There could be that skeleton with a wig on it.
Yes. Wow.
Silly girl, she wasn't gonna be eaten by the bed. Her bed was gonna be light on fire because you shouldn't be smoking in bed.
No.
Especially when you're gonna fall asleep with a cigarette in your hand.
Exactly.
Don't people learn?
Or,
is it gonna...
or so maybe she might burn the bed. Oh.
Maybe she accidentally kills the bed.
That's how you defeat the deathbed, is just like putting a cigarette on it.
I don't understand how you can fall asleep with a cigarette in your hand.
Yeah, I don't get it either. No, not again. I'm going to be in the sequel, Deathbed 2.
I'm reading my lines again. This movie will never end.
No, it won't.
And now she's got the sheets over her.
How is she tucked into bed? And it's not on fire, and she's in and something else.
And she's wearing pajamas now.
But I can see her boobies.
Boobies fair?
Booby fair?
Join us for titties, for tubi titties. On tubi
fair. And you just lost your sponsor.
I've been reading the script to this movie. It doesn't make any sense.
There was a script?
Are they talking on the writing? Sorry, Batch.
And there's a guy in a painting.
There's nothing in here.
That actually is the script. The script had that writing on
that. That is the script. That is 100% the script.
Now that we've seen it, it is. Because there's nothing there. What fire? Or what, now it's lit on the close-up?
The fire wasn't alight before!
Your reaction.
Ta-da!
It wasn't. It was not lit, and then the next shot it was. What is going on?
That's why I said, what fire?
It's magic, Bede. It's magic. And she's naked.
Oh, and she's naked.
Why did that book suddenly have, like, whatever?
It was on fire, that book.
Have, like, whatever that was. What's that shit called?
It's a hot... It was a hot book, Marcy.
Is this a dream? What the fuck is this?
I think so. It's like a dream within a dream.
But now she doesn't have the cigarette in her hand, and the bed is not on fire.
All of a sudden, Tom Hardy and Leonardo DiCaprio come in, burst through a door.
Actually, yeah, the dude in the painting has Leo DiCaprio hair, circa Titanic.
They're like, this is a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream.
This movie inspired David Lynch.
Did it though.
I'm trying to get out of this bed. I got my legs are soaked in wee.
Her legs are soaked in paint, mate.
This waterbed filled with Mountain Dew and ketchup.
It looks like they just threw paint on her.
That's my favorite thing about 70s horror films. For blood, they just used red, bright red paint.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's almost out of the bed. You're almost there. You can do it.
She is taking...
Drag yourself out of bed.
The amount of time she's taking is like watching a wrestling tag team when the other person is trying to get that hot tag and they ain't fucking getting it because it's taking too long.
You need that Ricky to Robert moment.
I should have given you bitches money.
Jesus.
This is like the Rick James bit from Chappelle's Show.
Fuck your couch. Charlie Murphy!
I'm pretty sure she could probably get up and walk with just paint on her legs.
I've heard of the term dragging yourself out of bed, but this is ridiculous.
Oh.
That's grade A dad joke material. Like 90% of my jokes.
Take a sip whenever someone makes a dad joke.
Oh, God.
This scene has been going for 20 minutes now, her dragging herself across the floor.
I give her credit. She's acting like she legit can't, like, move her legs at all when she's dragging herself with her arms.
Well, she's really pulling herself together.
Ba-dum-tish.
Now I've got to go up these steps. Damn, I wish I had that escalator thing from The Visitor here right now so I can go up the steps.
But she'd never be able to use it because the shitty kid was always on it.
That is true.
Either that or she, you know, accidentally shot her in the back.
That is true.
So is she paralyzed? Is that how it works?
I guess so.
I have no idea what's wrong with her legs. She has paint on them.
See, all she has to do is just stay there because it's not like the bed's going to move all the way over there to get her. The bed's stuck in the one spot.
Yeah, but the bed has those, like, door-locking powers and shit.
That is true.
I wanted to use its, like, curtains as, like, tentacles and just, like...
Yes! That would be excellent. That would make this more enjoyable.
I like it that the door can, I mean, the bed can, like, lock doors, but they didn't bother to lock that door.
No.
This movie inspired Leonardo DiCaprio to do The Revenant.
This movie...
The bed is secretly racist. It hates black people.
Oh. Well, we know it's not a woke bed, so...
And it hates women too.
Yeah. This movie. Oh wait! It's doing it!
Call that shit!
It's used the sheet as a tentacle.
Go batch go.
And that's why I'm the professor.
That's why he's the professor of deathbeds. This movie is convincing me to never have sex on a bed again. I'm going to be scared my bed is going to try and put me into wee-wee foam and put paint on my legs. Major snort!
He did make me snort.
Can no one scream?
No.
This sounds like more one of those like sex movies like...
Sorry.
This seems to be like... This seems like one of those 70s horror movies where, like, all the dialogue is all AD.
Oh, yeah, it was. But this sounds like... Ah! This sounds like sex noises. Not the music, just her going,
Oh, no, my friend got eaten. I'm very sad now.
It's not even her in the wee-wee foam.
Now, wait,
I think I've got it. The wee-wee foam, is it like meant to be like stomach acids?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Batch, you figured that out at the start of the movie, and me and Beat are just sitting here like dumb fucks.
Pretty much.
Oh, my favorite subtitle, sucking. Oh. Got you again.
I wasn't drinking that time, but if I was, I'd be spinning right now.
And he's smoking in the painting. Sorry.
See, this actor must have had the easiest job ever. It's like, all you have to do is just sit behind this painting, not even talk, and just smoke a cigar, and that's it.
Does his cigar ever go out? Like, does he have a new...
Nope.
He's got an endless supply, so he just lights it up.
Ah, you see, every time the bed eats someone, whatever that person had while they're eating goes to the guy in the painting, because remember she had a cigar?
Ah, okay.
So he's got a cigar.
And that we're back to it being in the hut.
Yeah, and that would explain why he's got all the rings from all those different people.
Have we gotten to dinner yet? Because isn't this still lunch?
Yeah, this is dinner.
Oh, we did get to dinner subtitle.
Yeah, this is dinner because it had the subtitle just like a quick second before the ads started. Oh.
Is there dessert?
Good point. Maybe there is dessert. I want the dude with the big hair to finally show up so it can be a competition between him and this girl, like, who has the biggest hair in this movie.
He'll just dive through a window like Buddy from Nightkiller.
That was amazing.
But when he does, he has to yell out, Melody!
Melody!
You ate my fried chicken!
Where is our crossover of Nightkiller and Deathbed?
So the bed pretty much, like, sent its tentacle sheet out to eat that one girl, but it's not going to do that for this girl.
What are we seeing? What is that?
Because it's afraid of this girl, and we still don't know why.
Ah, good point.
Maybe she's the reincarnation of the demon. No, wait, the demon's the bed. Oh.
Mm.
Wait, this movie has no logic. It could be.
It's using dream logic.
What was that thing it kept showing us from in the bed?
I think it was its heart. Because it looked like a heart.
I don't know what it looked like, but I don't want to see it again.
So basically, this bed has cancer. So basically, this bed has a heart and stomach acid, so it has its own, like, has its own organs and everything in its, like, mattress.
Oh, look, it's Big Hair McGee.
Big Hair McGee.
Big Hair McGee is a spin-off movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, no, not the guy, just his hair.
His hair. Spin-off. You know what movie you could do with the guy? His hair is detachable when it possesses people.
Yeah, death hair. The hair that sits on your head.
The hair that is so big, it gives you a unibrow.
Exactly.
There's a reason why that unibrow is advertising.
See, that unibrow is not just its own separate thing. It actually is part of his hair. It just goes across there.
That's some caterpillar eyebrows, mate.
He's giving Eli Roth a run for his money in the caterpillar eyebrow department.
This dude here is giving me a run for my money because usually it's my hair that's all puffy and big when I don't do anything with it. But this guy's hair, my God.
His shadow, the shadow from his hair, it looks even bigger.
I love that he's wearing a turtleneck. I don't know why. Ew, an eyeball.
Sharon, what the fuck is going on here, Sharon? Don't know what's going on around here. Why is there fucking deathbed eating people?
That was my bed from 72. I pissed on that thing.
And then he snorted it. Okay.
I'm looking at you. I just like to watch you guys.
No!
There's multiple eyeballs.
I'm just distracted by his hair. And the fact that I'm now convinced the deathbed was Ozzy Osbourne's bed and he probably sniffed the wee-wee foam.
Yes.
As part of his drug binge.
You know that Nicolas Cage was watching this movie and he was like, I need to buy that deathbed.
No, he needed to buy that wig from that guy's hair.
I'm going to buy that wig and put it on top of my head.
He needs a new hairpiece.
Let me out. I don't want to be in this movie anymore.
So why are we back to the weird cabin thing? Where's the house? Nope.
Well, if we're stuck in here, we might as well have a picnic. I don't know what's happening. Probably the truest word said in this entire
movie. Why are they stuck there? He drove a car that worked.
Yeah, but the door's locked this time, so they can't get out.
If that was a real chimney, you probably could have just gotten out of there.
Just I'm going to stab the shit out of this bed.
I'm sure there are ways to get out of this place. You can break the door down.
Probably just kick a hole in the wall over there. It's not even real brick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Is he stabbing the bed?
Yeah.
Tried.
Do they know that it's a death bed?
No.
I think so.
Maybe.
That bed wants that hairpiece.
Why does this bed have to be so negative? Why don't we have? Why can't he just be a life bed?
Death bed, the bed that. I mean, life bed, the bed that does what? I don't know.
The bed that spreads positivity.
So, Batch, are you convinced to buy this mattress yet, or?
I gotta run past the wife. It depends if it's is it king size or queen, so.
No.
Then we gotta buy sheets. It's a whole thing. You gotta buy sheets that go along with the deathbed, and.
And it might, like, you know, have some wee-wee foam when you don't want it there.
Yeah.
I lost my hands.
Do we get to see his hands without the skin on them? Yes! It's clean!
Amazing. He'll never be able to play the piano again.
How is that like a believable scene? He's just sitting there with his skeleton hands!
You know, for someone whose hands were eaten away and are now skeletal, his hands are looking pretty well.
How is that possible?
He suddenly became a Tim Burton animated character.
Are we sure this wasn't directed by Tim Burton?
It looks so stupid!
Edward, skeleton hands.
Supposed to take this movie seriously ever with that?
I don't think this movie was ever meant to be taken seriously.
I mean, look, I can deal with the wee wee foam, but the skeleton hairs.
Oh, now they're falling apart.
They're falling off. What cartilage? Right. You don't have anything there. Oh my god. You'd think he'd be more upset that he lost both his good wanking hands.
I would be fucking mortified if that happened to my hands. This is the weirdest origin story for Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne.
I'm pretty sure this is just one of Ozzy's drug trips from the 70s.
Exactly.
Why?
I like how both their hair take up most of this screen.
I like how calm everyone is with his skeleton hand.
Oh, I'm just going to rip it off. Oh! Ow!
Sorry.
That's the thing. All of his nerve endings are gone, so he probably can't even feel anything.
I hope.
Is it? I mean, wouldn't he be like bleeding everywhere? Oh,
add.
They really want me to get this Captain Morgan.
Are you still keep drinking if you're watching this movie?
Yep.
And I just like them before it cut to this ad. We saw the hand, the skeleton hand, in the fire.
Yeah.
Now we've got Poshmark. I don't know what that is, but whatever.
Same ads, so.
Yeah. We'll see if they all go the same length. It should be a shorter ad.
Where rich people can sell their clothes to poor people. That's what Poshmark is.
I can see that. Because there'd be no way I could sell, like, my shitty clothes. Almost halfway through the ad. Now we're back to the gardening tools one.
Been
again.
There.
Deathbed, the bed that trims your hedges.
Oh my god, I can't deal with this movie.
Oh shit, I missed my joke. We always make it. Marcy, we're halfway through this movie.
There's only 5 hours left. Okay, another ad. Oops, the condoms. They're fucking really in the car.
Because it's safer in there than it is to fuck on a bed.
Well, exactly, because the bed will eat you. All right, now we've got the Canada Life ad again. And then I think we'll be back to the movie. How unfortunate. We're at 1 hour, 9 minutes, and 36 seconds. And we will be going back to the movie in... Let me see.
Right about...
And we are...
Right about...
No.
Back now. 1 hour, 9:39.
My hands!
My hands!
She burnt my skeleton hands. How dare you. But I'm happy to report this movie is almost fucking finished. Oh, just dessert. Oh, now it's bloody and bleeding?
He'd be dead with that lack of blood
pretty
loss.
Much, yeah.
Well, we didn't, like, cauterize it.
That is true. He should have cauterized it.
See, we need the Saw spin-off with Deathbed, where the Deathbed just invents the traps for Jigsaw or a Jigsaw killer. Do you want to live? You have to put your hands in this bed in the wee-wee phone.
Yes. Hey, Marcy, you know what Deathbed Jigsaw's motto would be? Want to hear it?
Oh my god, no.
I want to lay a game.
No!
How are we supposed to know that's her brother?
Wait.
Is it her brother?
Is her brother?
No hand guy.
Oh, they're brother and sister.
Well, that's affected now.
Okay.
Well, that would make sense because they both have huge hair.
And he went looking for her. And, but what does that have to do with the painting guy?
Well, he's telling her, like, okay, you guys need to get the fuck out of here.
No, but I mean, does the painting guy have to do with any of this fucking movie?
I guess he's meant to be some kind of warning for anyone who comes in contact.
What does anything in this movie have to do with this movie? I bet he's rooted himself. Nah, nah, nah. Okay, so she's cutting the floor for some reason?
Well, that's the thing, though. I think it's... No, I said it again. But apparently it's not just the bed that's alive. It's pretty much the whole surroundings that have this demon in it. So if you cut the floor, you can hurt the demon.
Apparently. I don't know. I don't know, I do. Fucking deathbed. So why didn't the guy in the painting tell other people to do this?
I guess they just didn't listen.
He just didn't care.
Oh, maybe she's special because she's the... Because remember, like, the bed is afraid of that girl for some reason? And maybe the painting, she can hear the painting.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't fucking
know. Yeah.
Well, it seems like she's doing like some kind of spell, I guess, to get rid of the deathbed.
Well, I'm guessing because he's told her to put all these things in.
Dun, 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 dun. That was a metal.
Okay. Oh, it's appeared outside for some reason. Oh, God. Another will be needed to destroy the one who unwillingly gave it life. Your death will be her life. Oh, my God.
Oh.
So she's a sacrifice.
Yeah. So, yeah, she has to be sacrificed for this girl, Beatrix Kiddo, in the coffin comes alive, and then she can kill the deathbed. Apparently.
No.
Allegedly.
So now the movie...
Allegedly.
And now the movie's a zombie movie.
This movie doesn't know what the fuck it is.
I suppose we knew what we were getting into when you have a movie that's called Deathbed, yeah. The Bed That Eats.
This should have been a crossover movie with that Cemetery Man movie.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to quote myself for a second. I blame this movie for this movie.
Although during this podcast, Marcy, I've sort of realized you never said, I'm scared.
As I said, it's not like I'm scared of this movie. I'm just fucking confused by this movie.
Booby Tuesday. Booby fair. Titties.
So she's a zombie?
She's come back from the dead to seek revenge against the deathbed.
For those who actually get the access to the video version of this podcast, I swear my hair has gotten bigger throughout this recording.
It's tried to replicate the hair from the brother and sister in this movie. Marcy. It is.
She's having sex with her brother.
I love having sex with guys with no hands.
I'm so confused.
Use your stump on me.
Ew! No!
Use both your stumps.
Demonetized!
I apologize for that joke.
Do you though? No.
No, not really.
We apologize to anybody who has stumps for arms or legs.
Yes, we apologize to all those people. I was never, didn't mean to offend.
So is
that being said, I'm sure there are some people are probably into that.
That is true. There's probably a porn chat, porn website.
To be fair, they probably do really well.
To be fair,
I'm going to look that up on Pornhub later.
And the bed explodes.
But is it dead now?
I think so. I think the demon has been exorcised from the bed.
So it just wanted that girl to come back to life?
Well, I think the girl was supposed to come back to life. Well, the other girl sacrificed herself. Hmm. So this girl can come back to life. And because the guy in the painting says that only the one who created the deathbed could be who can defeat it.
So she created the deathbed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the end.
That's the end of the movie. And that's the end of the movie.
Oh, right. Okay.
Sweet.
But very anticlimactic. They must have run out of budget. And the next movie that's playing on Tubi is Tales of Frankenstein.
Not me. I got The Last Witch Hunter.
Oh, nice.
And I'll just leave it there. So... That was an hour and 16 minutes. I'll never get back, but nope. That was Deathbed.
The bed that eats.
That was presented to you by our Patreon monthly poll. Thank you.
You're all on the list.
Yeah. Thanks, Patreons, for voting this fucking shit movie. And thanks to me for putting it on the poll. I will be smarter next time. Maybe. Allegedly.
Allegedly, Marcy.
Wow. So that was Deathbed, the bed that eats. We have survived, barely. But thank you again to our Patreons. Thank you to myself, Bede, and Professor Batch for the podcast. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. My brain is fried from watching the deathbed wee wee foam. Major snort again.
Wrap it up.
But yes, that wraps up this episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. Thank you for listening. I hope you have all enjoyed the show, whether or not you watch the film with us or not. Yes, but please be sure to check the show's description and show notes because you'll find all our links there. But I will say them again. You can find us at supermarcy.com, the home base of the Super Network. You can follow me personally at twitter.com/supermarcy. If you want to follow the Super Network, which I highly suggest you do, that Twitter account is sm_supernetwork. If you would like to give us a like on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/thesupernetwork. And you can join our group, facebook.com/group/thesupernetworkgroup. And what else do we have? We have our Instagram, which is the.super.network. And we are on TikTok as just supernetwork. And I'm trying to think if we have any other ones, but we have too many social medias. Please.
Well,
yeah, sorry.
I was going to say they can find most of them in, they can find a lot of them in the show notes of the episode.
Yes, of course. And please check the link for our sponsor for this episode. And you can find us on all the major podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Deezer, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. And I believe, not available in Australia, but available elsewhere, we should be on Amazon Music. Bead, where can people find you?
Well, if people want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BeadJermaine or my personal writer's page at facebook.com/TerribleAussie. And of course, you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with reviews and columns. Got some exciting stuff in the works, so keep a lookout for all those.
Awesome. And Professor Batch, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me every Tuesday on WebTales, the Spider-Man podcast, where me and the one and the only Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the very beginning up to the present day. You can find me on my socials at the Twitter at Multiverse5, that's Multiverse F-I-V-E. You can find me on the Instagram at Multiverse5, Numero 5.
And that is a wrap for this episode. Thank you once again for tuning in and showing your support for the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Please, if you like what you're hearing, send us a message, a tweet, a comment in the group. Let us know what you think of the show. What did you think of the movies we've been watching? Give us some of that listener feedback. We'd love to hear it. And if you do so, we'll definitely read it out on future episodes. So, until next time, I've been Super. Feed's been terrible. Batch has a doctorate in Spider-Man. And we are all fucking terrified of the wee-wee foam in the bed. See you, everybody.
See everyone. Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.